Title: Texture Base for Intro Storytelling Beginner. Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an intro texture base for drum and bass in Ableton Live using only stock devices, not a full drop bass line. This is the bass that sets the scene. It's the something is coming feeling. Subby, gritty, moving, atmospheric. Think tension and foreshadowing, not max impact. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. Your intro is storytelling, so your texture base needs a point of view. Pick 1. Distant threat. Very low passed. Lots of space. Slow movement. Searching. A few call and response notes. Slightly brighter mid-presence. Machine waking up. Gradually increasing harmonics and tightening the dynamics. Choose one now, because it tells you what to automate later. Brightness, harmonic density, or dynamics. Cool. Let's set up Ableton. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 170 to 176 is normal for DNB, but 174 keeps us right in the pocket. Create 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Texture Bass, Sub, and Drum Loop for context. That last one is important. Even if it's just a basic break loop or a simple drum rock pattern, you want to design this bass while drums are playing quietly. DNB bass is never really solo music. It's relationship music. Bass versus drums. Bass versus atmosphere. Now let's build the core sound on the texture bass track. Drop and wavy-table. If you're not on sweet, you can translate this idea to analog, but we'll stick with wavy-table here. Start simple. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Pick sine or triangle. This is your foundation. Oscillator 2. Basic shapes. Pick saw, but turn it down. We just want a hint of harmonic edge, not a bright lead. Turn on unison with two voices, subtle amount, like 10 to 20%. This is not super saw time, it's just a little thickness. Set voicing to mono, and turn on glide or portamento around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That glide is a storytelling trick. Even a slow note feels alive when it slides slightly into place. Now inside wavy-table, go to the filter. Choose LP24. Set cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 HC for now. Don't stress about the exact number. We're going to automate it later. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 5 dB. That's weight and attitude without sounding obviously distorted yet. Now the amp envelope. We want breathing, not constant sustain. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Decay somewhere like 400 to 900 milliseconds. Sustain lower than full, like -6 to -12 dB. Release around 200 to 600 milliseconds. If you play a note now, it should feel like a bass shape that appears and fades a bit, rather than just a flat organ tone. Next, we need MIDI that fits an intro. The biggest beginner mistake here is writing a drop pattern in the intro. Don't do that. Keep it sparse, like a character walking into frame. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip. Choose a root note for your key. Let's say F as an example. Bar 1. Hold the root note for a long time, like 1 or 2 bars. Bar 3. Step down to ebb for that minor vibe. Bar 5. Return to the root. Bar 7. Add a quick question note, maybe G or C depending on the key. Just a short hit near the end to create a little what was that. Rhythm-wise, think long notes with one occasional short note, like mostly 1 to 2 bar notes, and then 1/1/8 or 1/4 note near the end of the phrase to pull the listener forward. In intros, restraint is the flex. Let the tails and movement do the talking. Now we add motion. Movement, not wobble. In wavy-table, take LFO1 and map it to the filter cutoff. Set it to sync. Rate around 1/4 or 1/2 to start. Use a sine or triangle shape so it's smooth. Keep the amount small. The bass should breathe, not talk over everything. If it starts to sound like classic wobble bass, you've gone too far. Pull the amount down or slow the LFO. Optional. Map a tiny amount of LFO to oscillator 2 position. Just a hint. That creates evolving harmonics so the tone isn't static, even if the MIDI barely changes. Teacher tip. If your LFO feels too obvious, slow it way down. Try a 2-bar or 4-bar cycle. Or switch to free-running HC so it doesn't feel glued to the grid. Another great approach is, keep the LFO subtle, and do one deliberate automation move every 4 or 8 bars. That often sounds more intentional than constant movement. Now we build the texture chain after wavy-table. This is where it goes from synth note to DNB atmosphere. First device. Saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull down the output so you're not clipping the channel. Distortion is exciting, but level matched distortion is what actually mixes well. Next, auto filter for character sweeps. You can use low pass or band pass. Low pass is safer. Band pass is more radioactive mid growl. Start frequency somewhere around 300 Hz up to 1.2 kHz. Resonance around 20 to 40%. But be careful. Resonance can scream on bass. And here's your storytelling move. Automate the auto filter frequency over 8 to 16 bars. Start darker. Then slowly open it as you approach the moment where drums feel closer. Then add chorus ensemble for width, but only subtly. Amount may be 10 to 25%, slow rate. The goal is wide mid texture, not wide sub. If the low end starts feeling unstable, the chorus is probably too much. Then add reverb, but again, we're treating the bass like a texture bed, not a giant wash. Set size around 30 to 60%, decay 2 to 5 seconds. Dry slash wet may be 8 to 18%. Most important, set the reverb low cut to around 200 to 400 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want a clean intro. If reverb is washing your lows, your whole mix will feel like fog in the wrong way. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't get fizzy. Now, low-end discipline. D&B intros still have to work in a club. You've got two options. The recommended one is splitting sub and texture. Let's do that. Duplicate your texture bass track, rename one track sub, and the other texture. On the sub track, go back into Wavetable. Make it mostly a sine. Turn oscillator 2 down or off. Remove chorus and reverb. Sub does not need to be wide, and it does not need to be in a big room. Add EQ8 and low pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. Add utility and set width to 0%. Full mono. Now on the texture track, we do the opposite. Add EQ8 and high pass at around 150 to 250 Hz. This is the key split. It means all the width and grit lives above the true low end. Keep the chorus and reverb here. Quick coaching note about levels. Set an anchor early. Get your sub peaking around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS on the track meter. Then bring the texture underneath it, often 6 to 12 dB quieter than the sub. Your intro bass should feel present, but not drop loud. You're building anticipation, not paying it off. Now let's make it feel like an actual narrative with automation. Pick two or three of these. Auto filter cutoff slowly opens over 16 bars. Reverb wet slowly increases toward the end, then you can pull it back right before the drop. Saturator drive rises slightly over time for tension. Utility gain dips right before a hit, like a little suck-in moment. Here's a really good trick. On the texture track, automate width from wide to slightly narrower as drums come in. For example, early on you might be at 120% width, then gradually move toward 80% near bar 9 or bar 13. It starts cinematic and then firms up as rhythm arrives. And do a mono check without killing the vibe. Put a utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0%. If your texture disappears completely, it's too facey. Reduce chorus amount or reduce modulation depth. You want it to shrink in mono, not vanish. Now the fun part. The resampling trick. This is where it stops sounding like a synth playing MIDI and starts sounding like a produced intro. Solo the texture track. Create a new audio track called Resample Bass. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 to 16 bars. Now you've got audio you can chop like a jungle sample. Try warp modes. Complex for smoother, beats for more rhythmic character. Pick what fits. Slice a section and reverse it near the end of every 4 bars. Even one reverse tail can sound super professional. Add fades. Add a tiny stutter right before a transition, like a 1/16 or 1/32 repeat. Use it sparingly so it feels like a signature moment, not a glitch preset. Arrangement time. Here's a clean 16-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 8. Texture bass is dark and filtered. A little pad or atmosphere. No drums or just distant noise. Final, maybe a super filtered break far away. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce hats or a ghost break at low volume. Open the filter slightly. Drop in one resampled bass moment in bar 15 or 16, like a reverse or stutter, as your trailer moment before the next section. If you want to extend to 32 bars, bring in a more proper break loop but keep it filtered. Increase bass energy gradually, but reduce reverb a bit as you approach the drop. That tightening makes the drop hit harder. Final bar. Do a quick mute, or automate a low cut so the last beat has impact. A couple common mistakes and quick fixes, because these show up constantly. If there's too much sub in the intro, high pass the texture layer and keep the sub quieter early on. Let it grow. If your low end is stereo, set sub width to 0% and keep stereo effects only above about 150 to 250 Hz. If distortion makes the intro harsh, reduce drive, and after distortion look for bite around 2 to 4 kHz and gently dip it with EQ8. If it feels static, Automate one parameter slowly, usually filter cutoff, and keep LFO subtle. If it's muddy, lower the reverb, wet, and make sure that low cut is up around 200 to 400 Hz. Now a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Make a 16-bar texture bass using Waveeatable. Split it into sub and texture with the high pass and low pass approach. Automate one parameter over the full 16 bars, like filter cutoff. Resample 8 bars of the texture, then add one reverse slice and one stutter right before bar 17. Then a slash B test on headphones, and also do a mono check by setting master width to 0% temporarily. And when you're done, ask yourself one simple question. What story is this intro bass telling? Distant threat, searching, or machine waking up? If you can't answer, simplify. Choose a clearer energy arc and do less, but do it with intention. Recap to lock it in. Texture bass intros in DNB are about mood and movement, not drop aggression. Waveeatable plus filtering and subtle modulation gets you the evolving tone. Blitting sub and texture gives you pro-level low-end control. Mono low, wide mid. Automation creates the narrative, and resampling makes it feel like a real record. Restraint early, then tightening right before the drop. If you tell me your target vibe and your key, I can suggest a specific note pattern and a simple device rack that fits that lane.